Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
We're 11 weeks into 2024 as I speak, and 18 Australian women have been murdered so far this year. Among them, Samantha Murphy, who disappeared during a Sunday morning jog and whose remains have yet to be found, and Swetha Madigani, whose body was found in a bin by the side of the road in country Victoria. Her husband had left the country with their son by the time the discovery was made. This is a terrible start to the year, even for us, who've grown pathetically used to women being murdered. The only surprise left in femicide for us is when police charge a suspect seemingly entirely unrelated to the victim, as in the case of Samantha Murphy. For 40 days, the missing woman's family, particularly her husband Mick Murphy, lived under intense scrutiny, with media teams camped at the end of their driveway, filming and photographing their every move for the purposes of close analysis. 5 days after she disappeared, Mick was captured laughing with a policeman while leaving the local station. That closed the investigation in the minds of many amateur detectives, although fortunately, the professional detectives kept digging, and roughly 3 weeks later, they arrested a local man, and now we await the process. There is, of course, plenty of precedence for the community's suspicions, and today we wind the clock back to a case I know many of us have been remembering as the search for Samantha goes on. It was 12 years ago that we first heard the name Alison Baden Clay. Like Samantha Murphy, we were told that Alison, a successful, vibrant pillar of the community, had disappeared into thin air after going for a walk. her husband and family had also made tearful pleas in front of the media, and photos of her attractive, smiling face were circulated. Journalist David Murray covered the case and wrote the excellent book The Murder of Alison Baden Clay, and he joined us to talk about it.
Jared and Alison, who are quite well known around the area, a very nice, you know, well-respected family, who had three young kids. You know, they were 5, 8, and 10 at the time. And it was very out of character for someone to go missing in those circumstances. You know, Jared moved to Australia with his family when he was 10 years old. And at that point, they were just the plain old Clays. There was no Baden Clay. The Baden part comes in because they have a very, very proud family history, a connection to the founder of the Scouts movement, Baden Powell. I think she was probably drawn in a little bit by the Baden Clay family history because Jared, you know, I think quite liked to talk about it. And you know, I think that kind of, like, I think she told her friends, you know, when she met him, how he had this amazing family history and, you know, he was really going places. And Alison herself was going places. You know, forget about Jared. Alison had just succeeded.
So they were really an ambitious couple. They were on the same page. They were moving in the same direction. They had the same goals.
Yeah, really. And he treated her like an absolute princess. You know, back in those early days of courtship years, he called her princess. He did everything for her. She'd go to a hotel for work and she'd turn up and get into a room and there be her favourite magazine, you know, that he had arranged for the hotel to be there when she arrived, like very, very sort of thoughtful. Some people view that as actually very, very controlling. So she didn't know or see it at the time. But Jared, I think, had a very controlling element to his personality, like in a big, big way. But one more thing on that. I mean, what's very, very interesting is in her diary, she writes this one sentence that just really stands out. And she says, you know, I wish we could rewind back to before we were married. So it wasn't just to, you know, just when we were married, it was before we were married, because I think actually everything changed between them from the moment that they married. So the finances had gone terribly. So he opened a real estate agency first in Kenmore. He opened up his first agency with his family, with his parents who he'd always worked with in real estate. He thought they were going to be bigger than Ben-Hur, and they moved to this huge office, you know, in a different suburb that had no sort of foot traffic and, you know, enormous amounts of rent that they had to pay for it. And then the real estate market just dropped out. The floods hit Brisbane in January 2011. No one could sell anything. And, you know, they were all broke. Like, he was broke. He was begging people for money. He was ringing, you know, the local MP who he'd befriended through the Kenmore Chamber of Commerce and begging him for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, $300,000 or $400,000, not just a little loan. And, you know, he was still kind of thinking he was this kind of super businessman trying to live up, I think, to every, you know, his parents' expectations, everything that had been expected of him his entire life, his own view of himself, this image he'd created of himself. And it was just a disaster. Like, and imagine then, if he was then going to break up with Alison and have a very sort of messy divorce and, besides everything to do with all the kids and what would happen to them, financially, he just could not be in that situation, which is, I think, part of the reason why their marriage continued through all the dramas.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So Tony McHugh was one of Gerard's staff members in his real estate business. She felt a spark for Gerard as soon as they met. You know, she was in another relationship, had young kids. Gerard sold the family home for her, sold her and her husband's home, and that's where she met him and the family. He hired her to work in his business. And then over time, an affair developed, and then it just went on and on and on for years, like, but more than 3 years. Eventually, Alison found out through the school grapevine. And Alison confronted Gerard. But what's really interesting about the way she reacted, and it just speaks volumes, and it's really relevant to later on, to the night of her murder. She didn't fly off the handle. She didn't, throw things at him like she could have been perfectly justified in doing. Yeah. She just sat next to the car, kind of in the gutter with her head in her hands, in total disbelief. Why I think that's so relevant to later on, to, the 19th of April 2012 when she's murdered, is that, she's not the kind of person, I've not seen one thing that shows she flies off the handle, her personality. You know, he'd woken up that morning, reckoned that Alison wasn't there. He said, he'd kind of started shaving and he reckoned he'd cut himself shaving, and his daughter started waking up, and he got one of them to put a Band-Aid over it, told her it was from shaving. He's building this story, and certainly there are, I think from memory, about four expert witnesses on this kind on in that area, and every one of them said these scratches are consistent with fingernails. Oh. With a scratch. And so immediately the alarm bells went off for police, and they went, no, hang on, you might be Mr. Respectable, you've got no criminal history, but, instinct says something's not right here. We're going to shut this place down and make it a crime scene. I'm told that police asked him to do an appeal, and he wouldn't do a public appeal. That was done by Alison's parents, Priscilla and Jeff Dickey, at police headquarters, a very, very emotional appeal. This started becoming bigger than Ben Hur. Like, it was huge because... you've got this mum, she's just missing, she's out there somewhere, it's cold, like, what's happened to her? And meanwhile, there's no husband, and everyone's going, well, what's going on? Like, this is a respectable member of the community, where is he?
So 10 days after she went missing, 10 days after Alison Baden-Clay went missing, a man was kayaking, right, in the sort of the far reaches of Colo Creek?
Yeah, that's right. So Colo Creek comes off the Brisbane River. And, it's not an area many people go down. There's no reason to be down there, really, generally. It's not like a bushwalking kind of area. He just, was kind of curious. And so, took his kayak. I think tide must have been up because it can be impassable at low tide with the branch that's across it. Yeah, went down and, there she is. And, she was basically lying underneath this bridge, Collie Creek Bridge, and... police were obviously called and found that it was Alison. So the day before Alison goes missing, the day before she's reported missing, Alison goes to the hairdressers. Gerard gets straight on the phone to Tony, and they talk, and he says, oh, yeah, by the way, that conference you're going to tomorrow, Friday, 20th of April, Alison's going to that too. So Tony's in real estate, Alison's in real estate. They're both going to the same conference in the Brisbane Convention Centre the next morning. first time they're going to be in the same room together with all of their colleagues. Oh. Tony McHugh, who is not like Alison at all, hits the roof. In her own words, I lost it, she said. And she just gave it to Jared over the phone. She's like, what are you doing? And, when are you going to tell your wife? When are you going to leave your wife? So this is, around that sort of 5-6 o'clock mark PM on the night before Alison's reported missing. He goes home, and his story is they have a discussion because that week on a Monday, a counsellor that they'd both gone to see had given them these sessions to do, 15-minute sessions where she said, Alison, you can ask Jared or you can say anything you want to Jared for 15 minutes, and he just has to sit there and listen. She's asking these questions. He's just got off the phone from Tony McHugh. He's giving him a hard time. You can just see a situation of someone snapping. Alternatively, perhaps this was something that was planned or loosely kind of fantasized about even by him, because Alison had $1 million worth of life insurance policies and he was a sole beneficiary. If he got away with it, if he could get away with it, it would solve all of his problems. He wouldn't have a financial problem anymore. He wouldn't have a marriage problem anymore. He could do whatever he wanted. And so all these issues are coming to a head on the night that she goes missing. But when it came down to it at the trial, Jared eventually went to trial in mid-2014 and, really came down to these key planks of evidence. Basically, there were the scratches on Jared's face that indicated there was close quarter combat. Police, when they examined Alison's car, found in the back third row seating area on the side panel a trail of blood going down the side of the car, inside the car. There was very, very important evidence from her remains, from her body, of leaves that were found with her body, which a botanist in Queensland, Dr. Gordon Geimer, through unbelievable detective work, this is one of the most extraordinary stories of the whole thing, of what he did, the level of attention to detail that he did, basically established that the leaves that were found with Alison's body did not come from the area where she was found. Mm-hmm. In fact, that they came from her garden. She died at the house. Her body had come in contact with the ground, because don't forget, Alison had been to the hairdressers that night and for a recolour of her hair. Her hair should have been pristine, but here it was with these leaves from her garden caught up in her hair. And that was another key piece of evidence.
As though she'd been dragged, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's right. She'd been in an area where these leaves had come into contact. And if you go onto the back patio area of their house, there's all the trees and there's all the plants that were found in her hair. Fishbone fern, crepe myrtle, Chinese elm, lily pilly. They're all around in that area, fringing this kind of back patio. And so you can imagine a scenario where her body has been on the back patio at some point. And ultimately, a jury deliberated for a number of days, very, very carefully weighed up all this evidence and convicted Jared of Alison's murder.
Thank you to our guest today, journalist and author David Murray.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or 1800respect.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.